What is up, everybody? I'm George Massey. So this is the George Massey Show. I'm here with my co-host, Juliana Fisher. She is a clairvoyant psychic medium. And we've been looking into these Diddy accusations, right? And I know, Juliana, with you being in another country, this isn't something that you were familiar with. This is something that I brought up to you because in Germany, it's not exactly front page news, but here in the U.S., this is a huge situation, a huge accusation against Diddy. So I wanted to first get your reaction to what you thought about the accusations and the charges, because as I brought it up to you, you were able to look into it and you were able to look at photos of Diddy and photos of the victims. So I wanted to get an idea of how you feel about these accusations. Do you think there's any validity to these accusations? Do you think that Diddy might have done some of these things or maybe not? Like, how do you feel? What comes to your mind when you see and hear this information?
Oh, I'm absolutely sure that everything was coming out was absolutely the truth. And I really think that he's gay.
So that's interesting because a lot of men have come forward and said that he has done things with men, and he adamantly denies it. And Stevie J, who is one of his close producers, also has been brought into this saying that he was doing things with men as well. He's also denied it. Do you think that that is a key point in this this trial or this accusation, that his involvement with men is something that needs to be brought up? Because a lot of times, because the first accusation that we got was from Cassie, who is an artist of his, which was one of his girlfriends, longtime girlfriend, actually, live-in girlfriend, who told us some horrific things. But also these men have come forward and told us that they have also been abused, allegedly, by Diddy. And a lot of people were shocked, but I feel like you're telling me when you looked at the photos and you saw, you know, when you looked into this spiritually, none of this was a shock to you.
No, it was not a shock to me. And I think maybe he was just with Cassie or he was just with woman to show the public that he is loving woman. But I'm really sure that he was gay, absolutely. And he had sex with men, but he won't. That nobody knows that for real.
Yeah, this was a shock to everyone. So I want to ask you, because he has not been indicted, do you see in the future him actually being held accountable for this? Because I know you've learned that there was a lot of charges brought up to him over the years that he's never been held accountable for. Do you think that he's actually going to have to do time? You know, do you think a conviction is coming? Will he even be arrested? What do you see in the future?
His eyes was so black and his energy is so dark that I was a little bit afraid to look deeper. But I'm really sure that more and more stuff would be coming out. And I'm really sure that more women will be telling the truth in the future about Diddy. I think that's not all. I think there will be a lot of stuff with coming out again.
Well, they say when you open Pandora's box, right? Like there was a woman, Aubrey O'Day, yeah, who was in Danity Kane, one of the groups that he started on television, making the band. She has been dropping snippets of information for decades. Like she has been trying to say, oh, the situation with Diddy is not what it seems. I went through a lot with him. She's only given us so much information. Because I feel like she's in fear of what could happen to her, because we have to realize that Diddy is a very powerful man, not only being a billionaire, but he is such a Mongol in the music industry. He literally could snap his fingers, literally with the Making the Band show, and make you famous. And I think that now, like you said, that Pandora's box has been opened. A lot more women and men are going to feel a little more free to speak about the situation that happened with him. And we're going back to 20 something years, you know, so many different people. And he's worked with everybody, Justin Bieber, Jennifer Lopez, Faith Evans, Notorious B.I.G. There's so many big, huge names. And we're just, oh, Usher as well. Usher went on an interview and said that he lived with Diddy when he was 13 and he saw some things that were just,
oh my God, I never heard that before. This is interesting.
Yeah, Usher has spoken out. And I think what's really interesting, too, do you think it's strange that no one is speaking in his defense? I think it's really interesting for him to be such a big name person and know everyone in the industry. Because, you know, when Michael Jackson's accusations came up, a lot of people stood by Michael. You know, they said, okay, they're saying that he did this. I'm saying that he didn't. No one is doing that for Diddy. Do you feel that that's strange?
I think a lot of people are maybe afraid to tell the truth. Maybe they are afraid that he said, okay, kill this woman or kill this man because this woman or man was talking about me in the public. So I think that most people are afraid because of Diddy, because everyone knows that he's a big deal in the music industry.
See, I think that that's true too. All right, we run out of time for part one. We're going to come back with part two because there is a woman who is very close to him who he shares children with, Kim Porter. And I want to get into the details surrounding her death, as well as what you think really happened, because we know what we were told, but we want to know what you can see. All right, guys, make sure you're following me at George Matson on all social media platforms, and also Juliana. She's tagging this video. Make sure you click the link below so you can get more of our Medium sessions here on TikTok.